Open mic nights are a great way to gain experience in front of a live audience. Hi, I'm Veronica with WatchMojo.com, and today we're with the producers of an open mic show to find some words of advice and tips to surviving your next time on stage. So tell us, what is an open mic night?
Night is an opportunity for veterans to try new material and new comics to try out, just hear their own voice on stage, get jokes out, get a nice gauge of if their jokes work.
A lot of people think they're funny when they're amongst friends talking, and they bring it on stage and they realize that, you know, they have to work at it. There's some sort of format that they have to follow. And that's what you could do at an open mic.
Now, you mentioned that there's veterans and people's trying out for the first time. Does this mean it's for everyone?
This is important. People should know that open mic, it's not always like, you know, fall off your seat, fall out of your seat laughter, like the weekend. Open mic people are trying.
Because you always bring your A game on a weekend spot, you know what I mean? But this is the place where you could explore. And people, the audience members should come here with an open mic. For open mic. See that?
What?
Open mic?
We've got a slogan
so
now.
This is so good.
How do you prepare? What do you need?
It's true. It takes a lot of guts to go up there. It's not easy at all. But prepare 5 minutes of material that you think is pretty funny. You know, watch some stand-up. And don't be afraid to bomb. I know he makes fun of me about bombing, but don't be afraid to bomb.
No, you have to bomb.
You have to bomb to be successful, for sure.
I think my first three sets were really great. I thought I was like, I am a comedian. And then I really tanked at the comedy, and that's my fourth set. I stepped on the microphone cord, and all of a sudden I hear my voice cutting out in the middle of a punchline. I'm like, can you guys still hear me? It was horrible. Like, it just all fell apart. And two of my buddies who are musicians were like, dude, you will learn more from this show than you will anyone where you're just doing well. You don't learn anything. You learn when you fail.
Do you suggest drinking a beer just to loosen up before getting up on stage?
You're much sharper on stage when you're not drinking.
Yeah, you realize that if you start drinking and then one day you stop, you realize how alert you were. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that was missing this whole time. You think you're alert when you're drinking. But it really dilutes your senses a bit, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. That was great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Conversations on a Tightrope. And today we're going to talk about open mics. What you just heard was on comedy. We're not going to be doing comedy today, but open mic means something different to everyone. You'll say to one person, oh, there's going to be open mic, they think comedy. Some people, you say open mic, they think prose and poetry. And others, you say open mic and they think music. Today, we're going to talk about open mic and music and prose and poetry. A little bit of that. But what you just heard was Open Mic Night Tips, which was hosted by Veronica Delfino on WatchMojo.com, and that was on YouTube. And I thought that would be a nice intro. We're going to talk about the power of self-expression and how Open Mic Night can draw out the best in all of us. The desire to be recognized, to entertain, to be appreciated. And it does more than that. It gives residents in a neighborhood an opportunity to come together as a community, appreciating the different artistic expressions lurking within us all. Total strangers living next door or around the corner or a couple of miles down the road or in a nearby hamlet. Walk through the door of a coffee shop or a restaurant or a bar and in 5 minutes read poetry, sing songs, or play instruments alone and then together. In this case, it is Caro's own HW Coffee, Glenn Koopman's Coffee House, and hosts Open Mic Night from time to time. It was on one of these nights that I was inspired to ask the participants of Open Mic Night if they would like to come to the studio and share their stories and talents live at WGXE 90.7 FM Acra. So I have with me today Roger Maben, and he also had that night his wife present who read prose, and there were two pieces that she read, and they were really very beautiful, and she gave me permission to read them today. So I'm going to read one shortly, and then we also have with us Marty Johannes, and who once were strangers, although I think they got together at a coffee shop in Cairo previously, but they walk in with a familiarity only open mic participants share. I'm sorry that there are a couple others that have been at HW. Eddie Fingerhut wanted to be here, but he had to work. And Roberta, who was a great great participant. She couldn't make it. But the residents come out to hear them, come away with a new appreciation, a feeling of creative energy that they saw, heard, and would now spread through the grapevine of their community. Something new and positive and fun is happening in Cairo. And so it is within every town or village in Greene and Columbia counties and beyond. If you have never heard of open mic or heard of it and have never gone to one, then shame on you. Not only are you depriving yourself of a good time, but you are letting down your community. Change your routine. Come out one night and check it out. You just may pull out that poem you wrote in high school or that clarinet you have in the closet, and then who knows? So let's go on and let me say, hi, Roger. I'm so glad you're here, and Marty. Roger, tell me a little bit about, I know you're a native Carowan, I'll call it, and tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I was born in Cairo, stayed there. I enlisted in the service in 1969 and got out in 1973. And when I got out of the service, I started playing. I worked as a one-man band for many, many years, probably close to 30 years in the past. 73, yeah, I guess about 30 years. And then the past 10 years or so, I've been working as a mobile DJ, doing specializing in weddings, but parties. And I also worked a day job, but back in those days, in the early 70s, late 70s and early 80s, there were a lot of resorts, a lot more than there are now. So I kept pretty busy doing that, working as a single and also with various bands.
And we have Marty. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Marty's going to be our banjo player. So why don't you just say a few words, Marty?
Well, I'm a native from California. Been in New York 23 years. And haven't been back to native California in 23 years. Was also in the Navy, went in 1952, was in for 11 years, and started playing music with a fellow I met on the ship that was a mandolin player. And he started me on mandolin, and it's just gone from there.
Yeah, you said something about it went from mandolin, then to mandolin and harmonica, and then to banjo.
Yes.
Okay. And then you lost a piano player partner, and that's how you got here. But you also do something else, which I found very beautiful when you showed it to me, that you're also a hand engraver.
Right, I'm an engraver. Right, I was a gun maker for years, but I've been an engraver artist and a sculptor for over 50 years.
Yes, he has a cane here, and you can't see it, but it's really quite beautiful. It's all hand, no machinery, just by hand.
Yep.
So very beautiful work.
Yeah.
Now, before we do the music, I would like to play a one-minute clip on an open mic in poetry. You're going to hear on YouTube a Nicole Nicholson reciting You Can't Tell Me. It was done at Open Mic Poetry at the Say That Poetry Night in 2008 at Share Bliss in Gahanna, Ohio. And it was uploaded by Raven's Wing Poetry in 2008. It's just a minute long, and I think it's a great poem and the intro to before I read something from Roger's wife.
You can't tell me that the sky is falling, for that blue canvas with its cotton clouds remains. You can't tell me that my neighbor is enemy, for he's built from the same substance as I. You can't tell me that the future holds blackness in its arms, for I will look for the rainbow. You can't tell me that I should march to the beat of suspicion, fear, and hatred, for I won't. And you can't tell me that my drummer is wrong, for she beats in time to the rhythm of love, peace, and a universal connection, things that never perish. So you can tell me your dark, dirty beliefs all you want to. I will fold my ears inward and shut out your fecal, fetid words. I will not let them inside my brain to stain my soul.
Okay, that was an intro to when people like to read prose and poetry. And the night that Roger and Marty played, Arlene Mabin came up at the mic, and she read two pieces. These two pieces are also printed in a book, In Our Own Words, which were our poems and essays about the Catskills from Arkville, New York. And it was from Writers in the Mountains. It started with 8 participants, expanded to 200 participants. And it says in the book, thanks to Catskill Watershed. It was printed in 2000. This one is Arlene Maben's Captured. I hope, Arlene, I read it okay for you. You did a beautiful job when you read it. Waves of colors undulating across the Catskill Mountains draw people from all over the world. I myself moved from Ontario, Canada to Delaware County after experiencing only one such autumn. But it's not the mountains' power to attract that I want to talk about. It's their power to capture and change so many who settle here. It was October when I first came to the Catskills. As I drove from north to south, taking the scenic route, I was bombarded repeatedly with color. Each new vista, displayed as I rounded a bend or crested the top of a hill, seemed more beautiful than the last. I had been asked to move to the Catskills, and this drive certainly influenced my decision. I could not resist. The Catskills are like voluptuous, lounging ladies, and in their laps they hold many tiny communities. I wanted to return to one of them and live in the hollows of the mountains, but I was unaware of the barriers the mountains use to jealously guard these villages. These barriers do not appear on any maps. Their names, known only locally, are spoken with reverence. Palmer Hill, High Mount, Cabin Hill, and Margaretville Mountain are but a few. Mention of travel over and beyond these barriers meets with disbelief and trepidation. I ignored all such concerns and spent 1 year doing just that. In the beginning, I paid no attention to the barriers. Kingston in Ulster County, at the eastern edge of the Catskills, was the closest urban center. It was 45 miles away, but I needed to find work. I was not at all worried about driving over the High Mount barrier. However, I soon learned respect for the only available route to Kingston, the treacherous two-lane Route 28. The sun glared on the car's windshield eastbound in the morning as I descended the mountains and blinded me westbound in the afternoon returning home. But it was the winter rains in the valley that changed without warning to wind-whipped snow as I neared the Pine Hill and High Mount overpass that really changed my point of view. Suddenly, the barriers, which had never seemed real to me, became as tangible as prison walls, and I their willing prisoner. I made a commitment to live and work here, protected within the boundaries of High Mount and Palmer Hill. Now, I travel less than a mile to work and shop locally. I read the weekly paper that has almost no news of the outside world. I focus on the weather in only this part of Delaware County, and instead of traveling, I invite visitors here. I just warn them to be careful until they are safely within the barriers. I feel absolutely right and secure in this small world, but I sometimes wonder what happened to me, the avid traveler. Have I really changed, or is it simply the power of the mountains? And that was by Arlene Maben. Very beautiful. We'll read the other one later on. But now I would like to know what we can start with as far as Roger's music. What do we have, Roger?
Well, this is a song I've had a lot of requests for. It was originally written by Cindy Walker and Eddie Arnold, and it was recorded by Ray Charles, Elvis. More recently, Michael Grimm. Michael Bublé. It's a great song that's last through generations. It's called You Don't Know Me. You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so. Anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night, longs to kiss your lips and logs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. You don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy, to never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night, longs to kiss your lips, longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. You don't know me. For I never knew art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy, to never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. To never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Thank you, HW Coffee. Now, why don't we'll switch back and forth, and we'll have Marty play something with his banjo. What you got for us, Marty? And do me a favor, Marty. Just tell me, it's the most beautiful banjo. I don't know too much about banjos, but it has everybody in awe in the studio here. From 1905.
From 1905.
Go ahead.
It's a DeWick, made in New York. And it's just a lovely banjo. I got it from a good friend of mine who had it in his wife's family forever. And it ended up in my hands, and it just likes to be played.
And you take beautiful care of it. Everyone here in the studio has been commenting what beautiful condition it's in. That's wonderful, Marty. So why don't you do something for us? I love banjo.
Thank you. you changed the keys on me.
Oh, boy, you're guilty. You're guilty, Roger. Look at that. Look at that.
We've programmed our background tracks, and we rehearsed it yesterday, but Marty thought it was a different key, but I thought it was the same. I may have messed up. I don't know. But.
When you were in the coffee shop, you did something, all right, without any of this background music,
right.
Yeah, can you do something for us without that? Because I also liked that.
Let's see. What are we going to do here?
Do the one you're married together. I don't know.
Opportunity to do just a quick break with a Carroll resident who is, we have many age groups here, and this gentleman, his name is Robert Suttmeyer. He's not here. He's 80, and Roger told me this. I'm pleased to be able to play a song by him. Tell him a little bit about Robert.
Years ago, he had an opportunity. He sang on the radio in New York City, and he had an opportunity to go on the Lawrence Welk show, but he would have had to move to California, and he had a young baby, and kind of missed that opportunity. But on his 80th birthday, Marty and I met at another coffee shop called the Cozy Cup, and Bob Suttmeyer comes in, and on his 80th birthday, he said, I'd like to make a recording before I die. I said, well, come on up. I've got the equipment. I can record you. And we brought it up on his 80th birthday, and we recorded it. An album of songs.
And he has a beautiful voice.
He has a wonderful
voice. I have to meet him. I haven't met him yet. But we would like to play that song. We have it on CD. Okay, Tom? Here goes.
Call me a dreamer. Well, maybe. with a strange sound and name.
Calling, 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 calling me. I pray for the day when I'll find a way, those far away places to see.
With a strange sounding name, calling, calling me.
Calling, calling, calling me.
Now we're going to show you all the ages that come to an open mic. And an 11-year-old walked into HW Coffee with his acoustic guitar and sang Roadhouse. So I recorded it, and Ed James, I wasn't sure if I could play it today, and I'm going to make sure we get to hear it now. Here it goes.
Keep your eyes on the road, your hand upon
Okay, that was Ed James, 11 years old, singing and playing, and a very professional young man, and I was very impressed with him. So now, you got to remember, open mic is for everyone. You've listened to people here, 62, 74. We've heard Robert Suttmeyer, who's 80, and we heard Ed James is 11. Boy, I'm getting very anxious. I want to kind of sing, too. And now we're going to have something else that Roger or the two of you or alone. Which one? Let's see what's going to happen here. Okay, what's this?
Okay, I had no clue what I'm doing, so.
That's good. That's good. Good. It'll sound.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. This is one because I in the early days, I was also an Elvis tribute artist before Elvis died.
Oh.
So this is was the B-side of Jailhouse Rock. It wasn't really a hit, but you might remember. Oh, that wasn't it. Baby, let me be. I'm sorry. Kicked it wrong. There. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Well, I don't want to be a tiger. Tigers play too rough. Don't want to be your lion. Lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Well, I don't want to be your tiger. Tigers play too rough. Don't want to be your lion. Lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Just want to be your teddy bear.
All right, Elvis. Okay, and we have Marty on.
Well, he's gonna. Let's see, what are we gonna
what
do?
You got?
We're gonna do the one you married together.
You're
I don't know
together.
It. Huh? I don't know it.
You
so
don't know it? Oh, well, that's okay then. What is the name
something
of it?
Something we don't
well,
know.
Tell me.
Camp Town Races.
That's what it is.
What is it? Camp Town Races?
Yeah. Do that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Now we'll take a break with some prose. The second piece that Arlene Maben had read at HW Coffee is called Thoughts at Dawn. The sun has not yet come over the peaks to warm the gray dawn as I walk alone. The road juts out from the mountain like a narrow shelf on a curved wall. Rounding a bend, I glance anxiously ahead, but can only see as far as the next bend, shrouded in the early morning mist. I turn and look back. It feels like the world exists only between these two bends in the road. On each side, faded orange posted signs declare that this paved ribbon is the only public access through the forest. No one lives here. A clearing in the woods has wide stone steps leading up to it, but they are overgrown with moss and weeds. I wonder who posted and neglected it. I imagine city people and the grandparents who may have left this Catskill legacy to them. It has been abandoned so long that even the driveway has trees growing in it. I peer into the dark, thick woods above. The trees are so tall, I become dizzy looking up at them. Huge rocks cover the ground, creating walls and making the steep mountainside impassable. A narrow path comes down the mountain, ending abruptly at the pavement. Opposite, I look for the path to continue, but cannot see it as the land drops off sharply to the creek below. I picture deer plunging over the side, sailing gracefully down through the trees and bushes to the water. I hear my footsteps, whish, 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 blending with the sound of gurgling water as it rushes over the riverbed stones. I quicken my steps and pull my sweater closer to my body. A squirrel chatters in a tree. I look but cannot see it. I wonder what creatures in the woods around me have now been warned of my presence. Up, up I walk toward the shrouded bend ahead, my heart pounding, my imagination racing. Finally, as I round the bend and reach the summit, the sun breaks over the mountaintops. Its warm rays embrace not only the valley spread before me, but my heart as well. I turn and see that the road, once dark and foreboding, has become golden in the morning sun, and I begin the descent towards home. It's a new day in the Catskills. I really think she does beautiful writing. Thank you very much, Arlene, for that, and I hope I did it some justice. So, what did we say? We give Eddie Fingerhut a bit of a plug with his jamming with little Eddie, Ed James. Okay, so this is Ed Fingerhut, who did, he ran the jam session at HW Coffee, and he got up and little 11-year-old Ed James came in and did the jamming with him. So let's see, it should say, there it is. I think it's What You Doing With That Gun. Go ahead.
I heard you shot your woman down.
Okay, so Now you heard several generations giving you their talent at open mic at Glenn Koopman's HW Coffee and Carol. These open mics are all over. We have what? One? Don't we do one live at Red Dot?
On Wednesday nights at 9 p.m.
At 9 p.m. at Red Dot. And I really wish that they would open up in every little town, you know, Leeds open one up. And so people can walk out of their house like me and not have to drive a distance and really get to get closer to their neighbors and appreciate who your neighbors are. Please remember, we're going to have some more music by Roger and Marty, but we would appreciate your feedback. I certainly would. And you can always email me at atrevida, A-T-R-E-V-I-D-A, 45, at Verizon.net, or feedback at WGXC.org, or info, I-N-F-O, at WGXC.org. Or you can tweet me at Atrevida, A-T-R-E-V-I-D-A, forever, F-O-R-E-V-E-R, Atrevida forever, or at WGXC. You can also call 518-828-0290, or the office number is, I believe, I don't see it in front of me, but do you have it, Tom?
291-WGXC.
291-WGXC. So definitely give us your feedback if you can. And let us hear a little bit more from Roger Maben and Marty Johannes.
Okay, this is an old song by Marty Robbins. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would roar. Blacker than dye were the eyes of Felina. Crooked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in while the zoo asked Texas where. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. I challenged his right for the love of his maiden, down with his hand for the gun that he wore. Answered in less than a heartbeat, the handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment, stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced in my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to pray. Out through the back door, I ran out where the horses were tied. Oh. I caught a good one, it looked like a good one, up on its back and away I ran. Just as fast as could from the West Texas town of El Paso through the badlands of New Mexico. In El Paso, the life would be worthless. Everything's gone and left, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, who is stronger than my fear of death. I settled up and away I did go, riding alone to the door. Tomorrow a bullet may find me, but I know things worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill, overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina. By
left by the dozen. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Bye, everyone. See you second Tuesday of next month. Take care.